With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden's advanced age is back in the spotlight. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Last week began with the president mixing up the names of two world leaders. At separate campaign fundraisers, he recalled a 2021 conversation with G7 leaders, but named leaders who had died years earlier. Then on Friday, the special counsel's bombshell report on classified documents described the 81-year-old Joe Biden's memory as hazy, fuzzy, and having significant limitations. At a press conference, the president insisted his memory is fine, but soon mixed up the names of the Mexican and Egyptian presidents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Growing optimism about prospects for the U.S. economy driving a record run on Wall Street. The S&P 500 index is prepared to start the week Monday at an all-time high.
The diversified stock index, it includes some of the best-known companies on the planet, sits above 5,000 for the first time. It opens the week at 5,026. Analysts say investors' fears of a recession are fading, with growing optimism for a soft landing for the economy, with inflation brought to heel without a recession. There are also hopes that the Fed will begin cutting interest rates before too much longer, lowering the cost of borrowing. Rich Thomason reporting.
Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have launched 45 drones over Ukraine in a 5.5-hour early morning barrage. The Ukrainian Air Force says it shot down 40 of the Iranian-made Shahed drones over 9 different regions, including on the outskirts of Kiev, capital city. Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink has moved its legal corporate home from Delaware to Nevada. The move comes just over a week after a Delaware judge struck down Musk's $56 billion pay package as CEO of Tesla. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion advocates are pushing the states to enshrine the procedure in their constitutions with a variety of dubious arguments, including the claim that many unborn babies are unwanted. Hugh Brown of American Life League says that's a lie.
I have friends that have to go to fight had to go to Ukraine to adopt children. I have friends that have adopted children from Africa, from China. Right? There is a home for every child in America in the last 50 years that's been aborted. There's 10 families that would have taken them, at least.
And he wants pro-lifers to counter the pro-choice disinformation campaign.
We have to build a culture of life by being better, by bearing witness, and being fearless in the face of this evil. Everybody wants to be quiet, not offend somebody. That's got to stop. Right? Tell the truth, as Christ did.
A growing number of states will vote on abortion amendments this fall, and Brown says every one of those battles is critical. This is SRN News. There's a $50,000 reward for information about the deaths of three endangered gray wolves from the same southern Oregon pack.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the collars from two gray wolves sent a mortality signal December 29th. State wildlife officials responded, found three dead wolves, two with collars, one without. The collared wolves were an adult breeding female and a subadult from the Gearhart Mountain pack. The other wolf killed was also a subadult. Oregon's Fish and Wildlife says it's aware of seven wolves remaining in the pack, including a breeding male. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
There were plenty of critics when CBS announced 4 years ago it would produce a kid-centric broadcast of an NFL playoff game on Nickelodeon. Now everybody's getting in on it. Nickelodeon will air its fifth NFL game tonight when it broadcasts Super Bowl 58. Watching SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr describe the action isn't for everybody, but it targets an important emerging audience. This is SRN News.